If someone called you a theologian, would you believe them? Would you consider it a compliment or an insult or just a remark from a crazy person? A theo what? That's right, a theologian. And believe it or not, you are a theologian. Over the next few weeks here at Day by Day, we want to do a series on some words and phrases that are common in the Christian world, but maybe we don't spend a lot of time thinking about. And the first word for us to consider is theology. Theology is the study of God. And theology is the highest occupation in which one can be employed. But theologians are not just people who are tucked away in their offices all day, poring over articles and writing books and having lofty conversations with each other. Everyone is a theologian. Everyone studies God, and everyone has thoughts about God. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 says, "For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made." Psalm 19, verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork, and their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the ends of the earth." Everyone has the evidence of God and some of His invisible attributes all around them all the time. This is what's known as general revelation. But there's also His special revelation, and that's what He has revealed Himself to be in His Word. The question is, are you a good theologian or a bad one? Does what you have studied and believe about God align with how God has revealed Himself to be in His Word? Have your thoughts of who God is been tuned by the Bible, or have they been shaped by your own disappointments and mountaintop experiences, the evening news, or culture? You see, everyone builds their lives around their theology, whether they realize it or not. Everyone has a God they serve, whether it be themselves or something else. But we all have to do something with God. We either deny Him, like the fool in Proverbs does, or we fight against the authority of His sovereignty. We acknowledge Him as a B actor in our lives, or we bow to Him as He has revealed Himself in His Word. So theology, we all do it. We all study and have thoughts about God. Are you allowing God's own word about Himself, His will, His ways shape you? Or are you trying to shape God according to your will? When you pray today, please remember our new missionary, Hannah McClellan, a new missionary in Mexico. Also, remember the Momprouli LifeWord broadcast in Ghana.